It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
I see the number past five, so we're here the bumper, so we're... Where's that bumper? Ah, there it is. And welcome back. And one of my favorite guests I have on every 2 weeks from New Zealand is Jonathan Gray, our ancient archaeologist, Christian author. And again, you know, if someone comes to the believing subservience to the will of the Most High God through logic and evidence, which you did when you actually studied astrology, when you're challenged by somebody, I think, if I remember correctly, the person that challenged you was himself not a believer, but they asked you a tough question. When you started answering it, you realized, like, the Bible's true. The star signs are there of the coming of God incarnate, the Father of the flesh.
Right? Maybe I could just tell that story quickly.
Yeah.
I was in Melbourne. I was actually getting very, very rich, and I didn't want God, didn't want anything to do with religion. And suddenly, in one fell swoop, I lost my house, my investments, my swimming pool, my Porsche motor car, all overnight. But instead of being devastated, I suddenly was surprised that I felt a great relief. I never had to worry about losing things. I'd just lost them. And but I was reduced to hocking my watch in a pawnbroker's to pay for a backpackers for the night. And at the backpackers, of course, backpackers are hospitals around the world,
right,
for tourists mainly.
Right.
And so I happened to bump into a lady from London who was visiting Australia, and she was a Scientologist. And she was boasting about how the stars ruled her life. Well, I always considered that to be a lot of nonsense, and so I decided I was going to pull her off the perch and show her what the truth was about astrology. So I spent the next few days in the Melbourne Victoria State Library poring over these scientific and historical facts concerning the star signs. And to my huge surprise, it was even more astonishing than I expected. The origin of star signs. And instead of teaching astrology, the star signs actually were much older than astrology. Astrology began in Babylon around about 2000 BC. But the astrology actually began a lot earlier. The star signs were a lot older. They were several thousand years older. And that can be traced, actually, because the ancients were very accurate in drawing maps of the sky as well as maps of the earth. And the maps can be dated very, very easily by a scientific method. I won't go into that. But in any case, astrology was older than what she was saying, and it didn't teach what she was saying at all.
Right.
In fact, the star signs were a set of hieroglyphics drawn over 48 constellations in the sky, and they told a story of a virgin's baby who was going to fight a serpent that has hijacked planet Earth, defeat him, and bring life, peace, and happiness back to mankind.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, in the star signs, the name of Yeshua was plainly inscribed.
And by the way, you have to understand the Hebrew in the translation. One of the things that I preach and teach against, which I think is very important, there's several different false doctrines that are preached by much of the church in America and the West, is number one, once saved, always saved, which is a lie. The second thing, there's three gods when there's one God who can incarnate in multiple ways. He can be the burning bush, but he incarnated in flesh, and his name means Yahashua HaMashiach. If you actually parse his name, it means the Yah, the breath that created everything in the universe. HaMashiach means he's returning and coming in flesh and actually being born as a virgin and coming to flesh on earth. So people have to understand Jesus is not a separate God from the Father in heaven. He's the incarnation of the Father in human flesh. And
he said,
if you've seen
me, you've seen the Father.
Right, exactly. That's why people have to understand even the very statements that Jesus made confirm that. Now, what people should start understanding is, and I've said this before, the greatest evil that the world teaches in false religion of all types, especially now, unfortunately, of Christianity and even ancient and modern Judaism, you can have kol nidre, or you can go to a day where you can have your sins taken by an animal and sacrifice, or you can just repent one day and then go back and do bad stuff. Your good works don't take away evil. You can only sin against God. You cannot sin against the environment or your fellow man or anybody else. Sin basically means you put a wall up between you and the Creator because you don't accept His will. And I tell people, you cannot take away even the smallest sin. If you steal a cookie when you're 5 years old, the sin of taking away that cookie, of stealing the cookie, cannot be removed by you doing 1,000 good works. Only the Creator God can take away sin when you hear and do His will. And they have to understand this. The church is preaching false doctrines. They're teaching the idea that if you do enough good things, everything's taken away. That's the basis of high-level masonry. Every mason believes you can do good and evil. That's why they call themselves like Tegautu, the great architects of the universe. People need to understand modern Judaism, for example, that worships the Sepharad Zion, the Talmud of Babylon, that have become apostate. They believe they're wizards. They can summon good and evil. They can summon demons to do their will if they have a good intention. They're no different than Saruman the Magnificent. And people, oh no. And also the false so-called Christian, so-called pastors that have television and so on. These people are preaching a gospel that's pure lies right from the pit of hell. You shouldn't feel guilty you're bad. You know you're bad unless you do God's will. Even if it looks good, tastes good, smells good. People need to understand that. They don't. There's nicer people than you and me that are going to hell, aren't there? That do more good works. But they're not doing God's good works. They're doing works to entrench their own ego, their own control, their own whatever. And that's what I want people to understand here. Now, so what's going on, for example, with even people like Donald J. Trump, and folks on the panel say he's a good baby Christian. No, he's no such thing as a baby Christian. You're either bought out by to do the will of the Most High God, or you're not. Even if it's the first day, like the guy on the cross that, you know, wanted to be with Jesus in heaven. You have to be sold out to God. And the problem is people think, and that's where, by the way, when, as soon as that happened, the big burden's off your head, just like you lost all your things. When all the things of this world are gone, you realize, hey, all I got left is me and the truth, right? Pretty cool, hey?
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Anyway, just to
continue
the story, I went back to the Backpackers Lodge at the end of the week, and I met Mary Ann. That was the name of the Scientologist lady.
Right.
And I said, Mary Ann, do you have a couple of hours this afternoon to spare? I want to share something with you. She said, yes, of course I do.
Right.
So we sat down for a couple of hours, and I showed her my discovery about the star signs.
Right.
And she could see it was truth. It made sense.
Right.
And she looked at me, the Scientologist, and she said, well, if this is true, why are you not a Christian?
Now, good question, hey? There is an
unbeliever telling me, why aren't you a Christian?
Yeah.
And she said, I am going to buy myself a Bible tomorrow. And she went ahead and did so.
Wow.
All because of the truth in the star signs,
right,
which tells the gospel story of our Savior coming down and fighting the enemy and defeating him and bringing life, peace, and happiness accessible to mankind.
Right.
Anyway, well,
that's a pretty neat story. And by the way, that's in The Sting of the Scorpion. We have lots of different books and videos. I tell people, if you listen to my show, you need to do three things in order to help support us. Number one, listen to the radio programs if they have a show. Number two, buy their products, which are your videos and your ebooks. Number three, support by buying my NutriMeds, which are the best nutraceuticals and technology in the world to restore your health. Don't go online and say, I want to get this or get that. We have better than anybody else on the planet. We also have free advice. And you support us so we can expand our radio and our video ministries to get the truth out to save your health, because the system is corrupt and people are doing what is right in their own eyes. A lot of times they're doing things that actually they know are even quite wrong. For example, 12 years ago I had a doctor in Phoenix at a health conference, and he said, Deagle, I used to think that you were, a little nuts. But he said, I have a number of people with Lyme disease. When I started following your treatment regimen, it's working. He said, but if I keep doing it, I'm going to lose my license. I said, you know the problem? You have to decide what's more important, truth or doing something that keeps your job and your income so you can buy a larger house or a bigger boat. The problem is we have a compromised world that doesn't want to ask the good questions of whether it's their personal health, spiritually, physically, or the geopolitical health of our nation or any world. For example, what's going on right now in America is pretty disgusting. It's people that basically have decided to suspend intelligence and the intellect that God gave us and the ability to do good, which is to do God, and to do what they think is right in their own eyes, which is always by definition evil. Even sometimes it looks sometimes good, it always leads to bad consequences. So I don't know what your next topic is, but I want people to kind of grasp that. Now, they need to understand this show is very unique. You're not going to hear this in other shows anywhere else, radio or TV. You're not. You're not going to hear it kind of polished as they say, I will die for you, but I won't lie for you. Now, they may want me to shut up, but they need to listen. And then after they listen, I don't want them to accept what I say or even you say or anybody else in my show. I want to do three things. I want them to ask better questions, research and pray, and cry, because some of the times they're going to find out things that they previously believed are lies. And then three, they need to take action. And in the Bible, that means you need to witness to your fellow friends and neighbors, and sometimes you're going to tick them off. You need to actually not shut up and actually confront people with things that are burdening them. But it's why we have such a young populations here in America that have lost hope, because the churches are dying and they're false. The political system is so corrupt that people are losing hope. They're in debt up to their eyeballs because we allow the corruptocracy to continue to blow up the world economy, because eventually they want the mark of the beast and the digital control system to control not only everything we buy and sell, but where we are and even the intentions of our heart. This system will not arise because we're doing good. It's because we've decided to be distracted and do evil, which is anything other than God's will. People don't want to accept that it's our responsibility for letting this damn thing happen. Because we have not repented, God's going to allow judgment to fall on America and all the nations of the world, isn't he?
That's right. Yep.
And the first thing that people do, and this is one of the worst things you can do out there, is silence the one bringing grace and wisdom to you. So when you tell Nagel to shut up, it's actually worse than murder. It's worse than abortion, because when you silence the one bringing grace, the only thing God has left for you when you reject grace is judgment. I don't want to see that happen to you out there because you want Deagle to shut up. Because I'm bringing grace to you while I'm still alive. And believe me, it's hanging by a thread, because God's had to resurrect me multiple times to save me so I have continued ability to talk to you. And I have the compassion of the Creator God, not a man, but I have the compassion of God in me to say, you know, when I came back from heaven as a little boy, 8 and a half, I said, God, you know, I'll go back even in danger of losing my eternal life with you. And he said, you know, he cried and he said, not since your ancestor Moshe has anybody said it to me, but when you go back and you will fall away, I will shake your ugly human carcass and I'll bring you back and make you a son. People need to know the good intentions of modern mankind are always a pathway to destruction, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yes, it's not our way, it's his way that is going to bring love.
There's only one way back to the pathway to goodness, to security, to freedom in God. Because if you're not free in God, you're going to be a subject to evil, right?
That's right. Well, that fits in with something I was going to mention and talk about for a while this morning, Dr.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Go ahead.
If I may. In the Bible, there are quite a lot of scientific statements. Now, the Bible is not a book on science, but in every instance in which it touches on science casually, it is now proven to be scientifically accurate. Now, you would not think that what I'm about to talk about would be science, but as we progress, you'll discover that it is. The word joy, J-O-Y, is in various forms mentioned 214 times in the Bible. Now, it must be important. In the books of Psalms, for example, they devoted to the word joy and praise more than any other subject upon which they speak. And after the break, I'll explain why.
Yeah. And by the way, when Jesus, one of his important final statements is, when I return to earth, will there be faith? People need to know that joy and faith go together, don't they? Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com. And then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay, I can explain it to you on Skype, listener, but we are going back live, and Jonathan, I'd like you to tell your story. You were going to tell initially. We got it off in that first segment. Talking about, I think, important things, but I think people should realize if they go to your website, they're going to get a unique blessing. I call it spiritual and intellectual manna, because, you see, God is the source of all wisdom and knowledge. In fact, when I ask for inspiration, whether it's a gift of making my Red Deer Velvet DR or other technology like epigenetic frequency therapy or other nutraceuticals that I've developed, or learning things about the nature of disease, illness, or even geopolitical and spiritual truth, I rely on God. I mean, I pray, and God will tell you. And the Urim and Thummim stones are in everybody, not just the breastplates of the high priest when he goes into the Holy of Holies, in everyone. And I tell people, don't believe what I say. Believe what I pray. In other words, go and pray, and find out if it's true to your soul, and intellectually it's logical and decent. Because, you see, if your soul is clouded over with mistruths and misconceptions or demonically possessed or oppressed, you're not going to be able to accept even the logic of common sense and decency. And that's why we see people doing bad things, because even if you look at it in the face of it, that doesn't look decent. It's because there's some degree of oppression or possession occurring, isn't it? And that's why I want people to start realizing, I don't want to tell them what to think, but I want to tell them that they need to learn how to think, how to ask better questions, how to actually pray on things, and then to try to take action. Because, you see, if we have the consensus of God, we're not going to have a million different viewpoints. We're going to have His, based on the Bible and based on a prayer life, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's proceed. What's the next segment going to cover, the next two segments?
We're going to cover this joy thing. Tell you what, and you'll see why shortly.
Right.
The Bible is full of it. It says that in God's presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. He says that His people shall long enjoy the work of their hands, and that they'll spend their years in pleasure. Now, I should mention this, however. If you search after pleasures, they will lead you to disappointment. But if you search after God, who's the source of true pleasure, you will find lasting happiness.
Mm.
We've got to focus on who can provide the joy. It's not us finding it for ourselves. Without Him, it will disappear. It will just dissipate.
Right.
And in Ecclesiastes, we're told that God gives to a man that is good in His sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. And Jesus, when He was on earth, said, I teach you what I'm telling you because I want you to experience joy. And your joy no man can take from you. And you accept the Holy Spirit into your life. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. So this word joy keeps cropping up constantly right through. So it must be very, very important. In fact, also in the New Testament, we are told that we can, if we believe and trust in Him, we can rejoice with joy unspeakable. And no man can take that joy from us. So when Jesus Christ came down to earth to rescue us, He said that He went to the cross, He suffered all that we would suffer in Judgment Day. He suffered the judgment upon sin so that we could be freed from it. And He said the joy that was set before Him gave Him the strength to endure the cross and despise the shame. Now, that joy was that each one of us would be able to enjoy His presence through eternity and not be wiped out by our sins.
Right.
That gave him the strength to continue, so that He was willing to sacrifice Himself to save us.
Right.
Now, when we go through a beautiful garden, and you we have gardens all over the place, and sometimes it's a delightful thing to just wander through a garden. I remember a lady actually who had this most magnificent garden of all beautiful colours, and two visitors came to see through. And as she was pointing out the pansies and the pinks and the roses and so on, one of the ladies was looking very, very unhappy. She says, "What a shame this garden is spoilt by the thorns and the thistles. Look at the thorns and the thistles." And she, instead of looking at the beauties in the garden, she was looking at the unbeautiful. And that's what many of us do in life, you know. Instead of looking at the beautiful things for which we can be thankful, we focus our attention on the things that cause us pain. And the positive, focus on the positive, we're told. And this is a scriptural fact. It's a scientific fact that if we focus on the positive, in fact, one of my favorite texts is actually, whatsoever things are beautiful, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. It's what we focus on that becomes our characteristic ultimately. And if we focus on the good in life and the happy things in life, the things that come from our Creator, we will be more healthy. Life will become more meaningful. My wife, Josephine, actually was in Hawaii for a time, and she met this lady who was in a terrible strait because the doctor had told her that she had a cancer behind her eye, and that to save her life, he might have to remove her eye to get at the cancer. And she was beside herself with terror and fear, and a foreboding of that she was going to lose one of the most precious gifts that she was given, the gift of sight. And Josephine said to her, "Look, when do you go back to the doctor?" She said, he's told me to come back in 3 weeks' time. And so Josephine said to her, "All right, you've got 3 weeks to do something about it. May I suggest that tomorrow morning when you get up out of bed, you thank God and praise him and be joyful for the fact that you've got two hands, hands to hug your husband, hands to hold your children, hands to wash the dishes, hands to get out in the garden. And every hour through the day, thank God for something different about your hands that you're delighted to have and thank God for. And the next day, thank God for your feet, that you're not in a wheelchair, but you can walk around. Thank God that you can go down to the beach, you can go up to the mountains, you can walk along and do your shopping. And the next day, each hour, thank God for something about your mouth, that you're able to speak to the people you love. You're able to ask for things with your mouth. You're able to sing with your mouth, and so on, right through the day. And then the next day, thank God for something else." Do you know what? That woman went back to her doctor at the end of 3 weeks. The doctor gave her another examination, and he said, "Woman, what have you been doing? That cancer is going away. It's diminishing." And what made the difference? It was a positive, healthy, joyful attitude.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Changed the metabolism of her body. And she never had to lose her eye. And she lost the cancer.
Ah. So in other words, what you're saying in the spiritual level is the self-hatred and self-deprecation that you have against yourself or people that you're interacting with are what opens the door to unhealthy bodies, unhealthy minds, and in a sense allows you to be cursed by yourself and others.
Exactly right. Precisely.
Wow.
In fact, we are told that we should rejoice and rejoice and rejoice. And it's an interesting fact that the Bible does say the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you're joyful, your body will be stronger. Your body will be healthier. You keep on focusing on negative, painful things, and your body will suffer. Your right. physical health will suffer as well as your spiritual.
Mm.
Just as you said, Doctor.
Well, now, you know, I want to make a little quick comment here, have you respond. Part of the reason why people don't understand why Jesus was born in this particular subculture or family within the Israelites of the Jews is because the word Jew means praiser. And God said, I shall inhabit my praises. In other words, when you praise God, he inhabits them. And when you praise God, he inhabits your body. And people need to realize, and if you talk to the Holy Spirit, it's not a separate God. It is God trying to fuse the seed atom of eternity with your physical soul, which exists in consciousness, and your physical body, which exists in the negentropic world of time-space. So what you're doing basically is you're asking God to fuse with the intentions of your soul and your body. And when you praise God, evil leaves, just like he's, in a sense, a spiritual antibiotic or anti-cancer agent. How's that?
Yes. So true.
Yeah.
And you, Dr. Bill, as a doctor, know these things. In fact, I'm encroaching into your territory here, and you know more about these things.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it. And I can tell you, in my own personal life, is when I've been facing really serious things, the first thing I do is praise God like crazy. Back in January when I had an episode that I was basically confronting God and said, hey, I know you want me to do this stuff, and I know you want me to be alive, and I love you, and I'm going to do it. And he did. He healed me. And people have to realize that the first stage is not just taking my nutriments, it's praising God and thanking him.
Absolutely.
And saying I want to, and also praying for those people that may be even persecuting you or relatives that don't understand you. For example, I'm very concerned about my fellow Americans and fellow citizens around the world that may be paranoid that America is going to attack or we're going to do something stupid or we're going to harm them in any way. For example, right now we have a big, we call it a fake environmental movement that wants to get rid of 90% of the population. How are they going to accomplish that? Believe me, you don't even want to go there thinking about it. But what people should start understanding is we want to find out why are our brothers and sisters of other geopolitical parties or other nations conceiving in their own delusional mind that is basis for evil, that it's not trying to get into the joy. For example, if you've got cancer, heart disease, the first thing you can do is start praying. You got to start getting a positive attitude. I remember one lady who taught me this lesson the hard way back some 30 some years ago, back in 1980 in Calgary. And I was practicing, I just bought my practice with a Mormon daughter's husband's brother. And the woman came into my office and said, I'm going to get cancer of her bowel, right, or her stomach. And she kept on poking to her stomach that she was going to get cancer. And I said, please don't keep doing that. I got this really bad gut feeling that she's going to get cancer. So I didn't see her for about a month. I said, well, get your butt in here. And she'd lost 30 pounds. I poked her abdomen and said, oh, my gosh, I feel lumps. I feel your edge of your liver is real granular. I said, uh-oh. So I ordered the testing on her. And, of course, I'm in the operating room with the surgeon. We opened her up from her ziphoid sternum to her pubis bone and went along the paracolic gutters, and she had tumor everywhere. It was so bad, and she refused chemotherapy. She died a month later. So you got to understand, if you don't praise God, you're cursing yourself. That's why when I see people,
has a tremendous power over the body.
Right. So, for example, recently I've had people that I've had to deal with or even on my show. And if they have a negative attitude and read negative documents, they're just going to result in, you know, the destruction of the human race, and there's nothing we can do. We're mind-controlled. You're cursing yourself and the human race. For example, right now we have things going like fires around the world or the spread of biological weapons or chemicals from China and so on. You understand, if you just say it's inevitable, we can't do anything about it, we're mind-controlled, you're cursing your fellow human beings and you're cursing yourself. You wonder why your house burned down or why your son's addicted to drugs or why your society is dying and why we have a constant drug cartels taking control of Mexico and these other cities in Central and South America. It's because we decided not to pray to God for relief and for wisdom and also for enough joy to have the grace and the power of fearlessness to actually confront the weapons of evil.
Yeah.
Because fearlessness comes out of joy, doesn't it?
It does. And Dr. Bill, there's a scientific statement in the Bible that's absolutely astonishing relating
right.
to what you just said.
Right.
And this is in the book of Proverbs. It says, a happy heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Now, we've found in recent years that adult stem cells are naturally produced in the bone marrow.
Exactly.
Now, after the break, I want to explain this more detail.
And you know, you're actually cloning yourself every day. The God has recreated you in sleep. Your stem cells come out and remake the new you every day. Pretty cool.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. I remember when I lost supportive my comment. How's that? And we have more of the story coming back. You got some interesting stories this last segment, Jonathan. And by the way, I'd love to have you on every 2 weeks, but if you want to do some videos sometime, and usually, because of the time differences, we can do those later in the day. It's a day ahead, of course, over there. You're already Thursday in New Zealand.
Thursday, yeah.
5 hours earlier, I think, isn't it?
About that.
Yeah. So please continue.
Okay. Now, relating to the stem cells, I'll quote that statement again in the Bible. A merry heart, a happy heart, does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones.
Right.
Now, adult stem cells are naturally produced in the bone marrow, and they're your body's master cells. They have the ability to become virtually any type of cell in the body.
Right.
Now, they're released from the bones into the bloodstream to go searching for tissues and organs that are in distress. So if the heart sends out a cry for help, the traveling stem cells exit the bloodstream, migrate to the heart, and transform themselves into brand new healthy heart muscle cells to replace the sick or worn out cells. Isn't that wonderful? And recent studies, I understand, have found that stem cells can become new heart cells, liver cells, pancreatic cells, muscle cells, brain cells.
Exactly.
And even cells in the eyes, the joints, the skin, and more. Absolutely astonishing. In fact, any part of the body that needs restoring, they can actually rebuild the body, and they're the only known system that does this. And here we've got it in the Bible. A sad spirit dries up the bones. In other words, the stem cells are not released so much, and we find that that's very true, that people who are focusing on sad things, their stem cell release from the bones actually becomes less.
Let me give you an interesting kind of bit of I call spiritual biology. The connection between your pineal gland and your soul is through what's called a cord of living waters. Well, actually, God showed me how it works. And in the spiritual connection, your pineal gland is magnetite, which actually is what's called a torsion field imaging that connects your soul to your physical body. So when your soul is enriched with joy, you send signals to your pineal gland, and what your pineal gland and the nuclei in your brain do is generate what's called stochastic physiologic frequencies to the body to rebuild it. In other words, there's an image in your mind, your mind's eye, that's transmitted through the connective tissues and your myelinated and non-myelinated fiber that talk to your organs and tell them how to rebuild your liver and your kidneys and your eyes. So you're literally, every time you go to sleep at night, your brain's not just going to sleep with a reticular activating system. It's sitting down a holographic image of how to rebuild your heart and your liver and kidneys. And when you're sad and you're negative, there's no image. So in other words, there's no holographic image being transmitted to your organs. I call it the image of the origami DNA. How to rebuild, you like folding a piece of paper and turning into a little tiger. Isn't that cool? So your
Wonderful.
Brain sends a holograph, and I'm actually working on extracting that image so I can actually reproject it to rebuild organs. So the technology I'm working on now, and God's inspired me how to do it. So down the road, I don't know if it's years or decades, I'm going to be able to regrow limbs or eyeballs or brain tissue or any organ on somebody de novo in their own body. See, one
Wonderful.
Of the things God promised is he said, when I return, though a man or woman die at 100, she'll be considered like the years of a child. Me and my colleagues, like Dr. Ron Klatz is going to come and visit me next year, week, who's a founder of A4M. He's a Jew who's now been converted to be a believer in Yeshua HaMashiach. He's a believer now. And I witnessed to him over years. He knows that I actually have found the keys to the years of Methuselah, and God told me. So you have to understand what I'm doing is going to be not only science-based, but spiritually, our soul and our mind generate the frequencies to help rebuild every organ. And when you're negative and sad, there's no hologram to your tissues to rebuild your organs. Isn't that wild?
Wild what?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And it's actually a physical frequency that talks to your DNA to how to make your heart, your liver, your kidneys, and your organs. So you need joy or your DNA literally shuts off the production of how to rebuild your tissues. And it's like having a bad photocopy. Every night you go to sleep and you fractionally clone yourself, you stop the cloning process. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah, so please continue.
And this is where your positive or negative control of your mind plays such a big part, a vital part. Okay. Now, I'd like to share a story, something that happened last year. And these people that sent us their request were good friends. They used to be Muslims. And this happened in India. And on April the 5th last year, we got this email. And the email was, by God's grace, in spite of setbacks and persecution, a large number of former Muslims were baptized in the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. And in Asia, actually this happened to be India, the man who was an ex-Muslim, he was baptizing new ex-Muslims, and they were stoned by terrorists. And he was stoned while he was changing out of his wet clothes after the service. He received a blow to the head, and he was rushed to hospital. And a couple of days later, my wife and I were asked to pray for him, which we started doing. And after a week in hospital, and actually the damage to the skull required surgery, and after a week in the hospital, he was secretly moved to the home of another former Muslim, now Christian, in the forest, because the hospital was not only expensive, it was becoming unsafe. The militants were searching, and they located that he was in the hospital. And so the family members of this other house in the forest said they'd shelter him so that the terrorists could not get that. And the doctors instructed him not to use his mobile phone, but he managed to send an email when the others weren't watching, and this is where he asked us for prayer. And he explained that he may now not be able to communicate again for several weeks. So we did. We prayed for him. Now, we did so, and we were praising God as we thanked God for answering the prayer. Now, you remember, before we go into the rest of the story, you remember how King Hezekiah and the Israelites were attacked by a foreign power, and under direction from God, Hezekiah said, go out and send harpers and trumpeters and singers ahead of the army. And I think, no, it was not Hezekiah, it might have been Jehoshaphat. And so instead of sending the soldiers out to battle against the enemy, they sent out these people to praise and thank God for the victory. And so the enemy panicked, and they started fighting themselves because they couldn't understand how the outcome of the battle was already known. The Israelites were praising God for it, and as a result, the battle was won in a very strange way by God himself.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? They've done some research on what's called reverse speech. Did you know that? And
yes.
Reverse motion. And I have periodically a gentleman on there, and I try to give him a Christian viewpoint of what reverse speech is. So it's really important to understand that. So please continue, Jonathan. Go ahead.
And this man, whose name is Paul, his Christian name is Paul now, he says, believers rushed me to hospital. An examination showed serious damage. I was transferred to a specialist hospital for immediate surgery. And the militants found out I was there. They were about to attack me, so the believers shifted me from the hospital to Yoav's house in a nearby forested area.
Right.
And Yoav lives there with his wife, two young children, and old mother. And two others joined us to help care for me.
Right.
So the eight of us stayed there with no internet, no electricity, no piped water, or even proper bathrooms. And then other believers secretly visited me at the forest home, and we would have prayer services together. And I stayed there for about 3 weeks. Then he says, last weekend, April 16, we were in the midst of our worship service when suddenly a group of militants reached the house, armed with steel bars and other weapons. We had no idea what to do. And we also had two children below 4 years old with us, and one of the women there was 7 months pregnant. The militants had found the house by noticing the people attempting to visit us secretly and coming for prayers.
Right.
And so the militants had gathered together to come and attack us. And losing all hope, we thought for sure this is our last day. The children with us started crying. We all joined hand in hands and repeatedly praised and thanked our risen Lord Jesus for his love.
Right.
We also continually claimed the blood of Jesus as our victory. The pregnant woman suffered pain but joined in our praises to God, and we rejoiced in the Lord because we wanted to him to know that we still love him and no matter what's going to come to us.
Right.
But completely unexpectedly, as they started praising God, a lion ran out of the forest, leapt toward the militants, and seized one by the neck.
Wow.
And when the other terrorists tried to attack the lion, two more lions bounded toward them, and the terrified militants fled the site, and the lions left us completely alone.
Whoa.
Equally astonishing, records show no lions are supposed to live in that part of Asia.
Wow.
Now, you know how he spoke in that creation. God spoke and it was done, and
right.
From nothing there appeared life. Here again, he could have done it. And since
right.
There's no lions in that area, it had to be a miracle of creation by God that he created the lions for the purpose. That's what
right.
I think anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Now, one of the things that's going on right now, and this is something I see happening in not only America but around the world, is that God is starting to show up in places where it's too dangerous to even send missionaries. You've talked about this in previous shows.
Yes, he is.
Right here in America, I want to say a quick prayer because we're near the end. Dear Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of the State of Israel, and I call Ephraimerica, we are the descendants of the Ephraimites who became the apostates. There were the 10 tribes of the northern tribes who were taken away to Isfahan, Media, 2,800 years ago, when because we were apostate, God allowed us to be consumed by the Medo-Persian Empire. And because we did not adhere to the book and the covenants we had with God, God let us fall through in judgments. In other words, if you don't praise God and fill yourself with his joy and his power, you're going to succumb to judgment. And what I want to do is I want to pray for America, because right now we're going through these convulsions of the so-called star chamber of the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans that want to remove Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is a pre-Christian, as they say in Focus on the Family, but I want people to understand we need to pray for him that he becomes a good man. He could become like King David after he repented of killing Uriah to get his wife Bathsheba. Donald Trump's father was a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. It's very likely that Donald is as well. He's a man on his public face, although he's a bit of a tweeter. He tries to be a good man. He believes in religious freedom, but the problem is religious freedom that allows a freedom for fake or false religion, including modern Judaism and modern Islam and modern fake Christianity, is confusing. So we pray for Trump. We pray that the truth comes out. We pray for America that repents, and all the nations of the world repent, so we do not have the end of the human race and a great destruction of the ecosphere as 90% of the population of Earth dies. We pray that they will be filled with joy, because that's the only way they can be filled with God's will and protection, can't they? It's just a few hours away. Right, Jonathan?
That's right.
You gotta pray to God if you want to win the battle.
That's right. And rejoice him and thank him in advance before anything happens.
Before all this hearing stuff is over, before the election happened, before the demon rats repent of their social communism and atheism.
Which was most appropriate because that was you.